Welcome to Season 2 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. Join me with my castmates, Veronica Esquivel Winter, Dave Seidel, and Don Warner on Monday nights from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time at 323-693-3043. That's 323-693-3043, right here on Grind Hard Radio. This show is all about spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being. We share stories from our lives and our personal journey to divine health and wellness. We are not afraid to discuss difficult topics from a dynamic perspective and support you on your journey. No one is alone or forgotten. You are a child of light, and your destiny is great. Tune in to Season 2 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Monday nights from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time at 323-693-3043, right here on Grind Hard Radio. Good evening, everyone. That was Logic featuring Alessia Cara and Khalid with 1-800-273-8255, which is the National Suicide Prevention Hotline number. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 15 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grind Hard Radio. Last week was our Season 2 premiere, and my cast and I received messages from you all about how the show touched your life and encouraged you. Thank you to my phenomenal music producers, The Quakes, for helping me to create and produce our theme song and for singing background vocals. You'll be hearing more of my work with them throughout this year and many years to come. This 16-episode, 90-minute-long show will focus on spiritual, mental, emotional health, and well-being, and is the most transparent, vulnerable, and empowering project I have ever taken on. I'll be sharing testimonies and stories from my life, what I believe and why I believe this way, and sharing my personal journey to divine health and wellness. We'll be discussing topics like relationships, fitness, prayer, meditation, self-love, grace, faith, overcoming fear, anxiety, panic, depression, and so much more. We'll be speaking life into you and your dreams, encouraging your heart, and praying for your every need. I'll be featuring my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors throughout the season. Every episode will be available on iTunes. Search Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. I'm so glad to be here with you this evening, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you're tuning in from around the globe. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. If this is your first time listening, I am a professional treasure finder. I find the gold and treasure that is already in every person, and I point it out. I do this however I feel led to in my heart, through my voice, music, creativity, resources, time, philanthropy, ideas, however I want to and feel led to. I'm a receiver and giver of grace. I am very thankful to be living and pursuing my dreams every single day while helping others to live and pursue theirs and being able to reach people all around the world. The title of tonight's Season 2, Episode 15 is Reasons to Stay Alive. This is our suicide prevention special. I am very passionate about mental health and suicide prevention, and this is one of the huge causes, or these are two of the huge causes that I advocate for all year round. And I have a mini video series also called Reasons to Stay Alive, which is partly what inspired this episode, which you can go and watch on my YouTube channel. And I have had recent performances at Out of the Darkness Suicide Prevention Walks all around Southern California. We are premiering a brand new segment titled Life After Religion, where I interview visionaries who share about their journeys to spiritual freedom. Don Warner brought a new family talk segment. Veronica Esquivel Winters and I brought a new woman-to-woman segment where she and I will be talking about what to do when you feel triggered. We have a new Who Said That segment. I'll be answering your questions, sharing more words of life, and we'll be taking another celebration break. At the end of every episode, I'll be taking your prayer requests and praying for any additional needs that I feel on my heart for you. Throughout every episode this season, I'm going to be giving away at least two copies of my castmate Dave Seidel's new book, 18 Mile. He's one of my favorite authors and communicators, and I know this book about his life and journey to spiritual freedom will really encourage and empower you. I'll also be giving away a couple other surprise goodies throughout the show. Stay tuned in tonight and follow my Facebook and Twitter pages to see when and how you can win. I'll be giving away fun prizes and gifts all season long. Booking new shows and performances. I just recently finished, as I shared with you guys, performing at the Out of the Darkness Suicide Prevention Walk in Camarillo. I'm going to be at the one in Santa Monica and Pasadena
coming up. And also, I'm going to be in Westlake this upcoming week. And I've got so many fun things that are going on. I love traveling. And if you're looking to bring me my Power Dream Tour or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, mentors, or speakers to your city or event, please email me at ShadeChampagneMusic, that's ShadeChampagneMusic at gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going back into the recording studio soon with my music producer, The Quakes, whom you heard earlier on my theme song. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. That's GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. I'm live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Spirit and Soul or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who's already been tweeting me, Facebooking me, Instagramming me, YouTube me, you email me. Your support amazes me. Let's get right into our first segment. This is a brand new one that we are premiering titled Life After Religion, where I interview visionaries who share about their journeys to spiritual freedom. Tonight we have my friend Maurice Cabaret from Slidell, Louisiana. He has been a believer in Jesus Christ for about 30 years. Hi, Maurice. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Sade?
Fantastic. What a joy to feature you for our first ever Life After Religion segment on Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grind Radio.
Well, I'm excited to be here.
So tell us about your relationship with God and when and how it became real to you, Maurice.
I guess, considering, exactly when I came to know the Lord was probably about 32 years ago, I would say. I was around 33, 34 years old, and somebody had given my wife a Bible when she was in college, and we were going through some, I don't want to say tumultuous times, but, times like you go through in life, and at some point, my wife asked me, she said, would you like to start reading the Bible with me? No, my wife was not a believer, and, but we were kind of interested in spiritual things, and I said, yeah, let's do that. Well, we started reading this little greenback Living Bible, and my life has never been the same since we picked that book up. It's just, it's been a complete blessing. The truth that was found there just, transformed my life.
Hmm. Wow. And so why do you think, because one of the things I think is really amazing about you and the times that I do get to hear you speak a little bit, at Gospel Revolution Church, if you feel like you have want to share, whether it be during the Bible study or during the services, it always amazes me because you speak with such truth and with such revelation, and it's experiential knowledge that you share from. And so with you saying that the Bible is how you were introduced to you and your wife were, what do you think is that separated, well, I don't want to use the word separated, but what do you think is that kept you and your wife from falling into religiosity, and into organized religion and more, like you said, into the freedom that you both live in?
Well, coming from a Catholic background, for that part of my life, we were Roman Catholic, and, we're taught certain things about the Lord. And as I began to read the scriptures, there was some clear dichotomy or differences between what the scriptures teach about the Lord and what I was taught. And I recognized this, and I pretty well determined in my heart and really in prayer with God that I was not going to allow myself to be swayed by human thinking and human reasoning, that I wanted God to reveal his truth to me. And as I approached the scriptures, even early on, it was with that mindset that I needed him to teach me what the truth was. And I'm going to tell you that approach works. And not only just does it work in bringing a person to salvation, But as you grow in grace and in the spirit that is contained in God, you begin to see that there's so much more to life in the spirit, life in God, than what is just written in the scriptures. So many people are confined to simply what the scriptures say, and believe, and honestly, they intellectually try to figure out God, but God wants to reveal himself to you. And I'm going to tell you, there's a world of difference there.
You know, we found this, especially a lot in our society, instead of it being like Father, God, and Holy Spirit, or Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, it's, you know, Father, Jesus, and Holy Bible. You know, and so what happens is a lot of people, they understand, like, and I'm an example of this, and I share this, you know, throughout this show, you know, and I think it's great to be able to have you on, because this show is not only for people who consider themselves to be Christians. You know, this show is for people of any spiritual background or belief system, because I want to be able to just love them where they are and encourage them where they are. And I have found that I see way more people set free and that want to walk in what we believe in because of the way that we love them and because of what they see radiating from our lives. You know, and so I think it's just amazing to see that you've been able to decipher and know, have the wisdom to know the difference versus, like you said, what is being taught to people and versus what you know to be true. Because people will esteem the Bible and they know all the verses, and I was someone like that. I know all the Bible verses. I've memorized all these things, but I didn't understand the Jesus and the God of the Bible, you know what I mean, like behind what was being said. I did when I was a little girl, but you know, as often told, when people get into religion, it just sucks out, you know, all their joy and their freedom and all those things. And so I think it's really amazing to see how, you know, God used the Bible, you know, to be able to reveal himself to you, and that has been something that set you free and not had you be bound like a lot of other people have been.
Well, let me tell you, Sade, kind of a, what I believe is like an amazing thing is how God, you know, reveals so much more of himself to you than can be contained in words. It goes way beyond that. You know, I was thinking about this today. You know, we can't really know or understand what is in the heart of another man. We can't see that. And I know that nobody can look at me and see what's going on in my heart. But I can tell you, if they could see inside of me and see the joy that exists in my heart, even through difficult times, I got to tell you, people would be knocking themselves over asking me, Maurice, what is it? What is it? Why don't you tell me what you got? But they can't see that. But I'm going to tell you, Sade, my prayer is that what is on the inside of me will manifest itself on the outside. And I believe in many ways it has. But I'm going to tell you that it's kind of a mystery that the joy and the peace that God gives to a person who knows that they are completely forgiven, that their relationship in God, they stand in God's presence. You know, people that when you come to grips with these things, and you have that the peace of knowing that all is well between you and God, there is nothing like it, and it overshadows all of the tribulation that exists in the world. Not that those things can't hurt us, not that we can't be affected, but there is something that goes beyond anything you find in this world that might hurt you.
That's true. And I feel like exactly what you're explaining is one of the reasons that I had, you know, been drawn to you and your voice. And I was like, man, I was like, there's just something about him when he speaks. And, you know, and I had the pleasure of being able to meet you and your wife in person this past summer when I celebrated my 30th birthday with you all in New Orleans. And so it's like, I was like, man, there's something about when he speaks, there's his presence that you live in. And it's just like, man, it always resonates within my heart. And so I knew when I created this segment that you were someone, I was like, I got to have Mo on my show. No, you're nailing it. You're doing an amazing job. And I just want to encourage you in that, that I do believe that
no
what
problem.
You feel within is also, like, who you are within is manifesting on the outside. Because, like I say, I'm someone who is blessed by you and greatly encouraged by you.
Oh. Well, I appreciate that.
And so on that note, Maurice, how do you deal with people who disagree with what you believe?
You know, back in the garden, there mm-hmm. was this fall, okay? And in that mm-hmm. fall came, judgment came to man. And when I say judgment came to man, not judgment from God, but man began to judge. They judged mm-hmm. this one from that one, black from white, Catholic from Baptist, Pentecostal, mm-hmm. whatever. We judge
right.
everything, all
mm-hmm.
based on the knowledge of good and evil. And mm-hmm. the truth is, I've learned not to judge. I don't judge anyone. All I do is deal with people based on who they are and how God views them. And I know no other way to do it. Honestly, it stands me. You know, the scriptures say that Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Well,
mm-hmm.
that attitude toward men, not judging other people, has enabled me to be in good stead with everybody that I know.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You just don't judge. You don't have to judge because God
no.
has already judged men. He's judged them innocent from the cross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's how I judge them.
Mm-hmm. So as we wrap up our time together, Maurice, what words of encouragement and wisdom do you want to share with someone who's listening, who's been feeling suffocated by religion and the pressures of society?
Well, I guess what I would say to folks that are under pressure, because pressure comes from all kinds of diverse sources, and
mm-hmm.
in religion it's much more subtle because it has an appearance that you are pleasing God when you're putting forth the effort that you're putting forth to actually kind of like fit into this system that you find yourself. There's a pressure there. Well, listen, God accepts us and desires us to be one with him. That's all he's really concerned about. And when you believe in Jesus, you are one with him. You are complete. You are forgiven. And you have everything that you need for life and godliness. There is nothing more that you need in life than what you already have. And you can live and walk and breathe in that reality. It's over. It's finished.
Mm.
And mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, that's what I believe. That's what I know the scriptures teach. And it is the thing that has established joy in my heart.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What has been one of your greatest setbacks in life, and how did God's love help you to overcome that moment?
Well, Sade, I would say that probably one of the, you know, greatest, I don't know whether we call it a setback or not, but I personally had an incident take place at a church that I was attending where I was teaching a church-wide Bible study, and honestly, it was great. I thought it was anyway. And we were going through the book of Romans, and we got to a part of the book of Romans where it talked about sanctification. And as I discussed that, I explained that sanctification, contrary to what is taught, is not a process but a condition, that the believer is sanctified, that we are not being made holy, but that we have been made holy, that we're not being set apart for God, but that we have been set apart for God, and we're not being made perfect, but we have been made perfect. And after I had shared that, some of the elders approached me after and told me that I can't be teaching that in church, in their church. And it actually led to me having to leave the church because I know that's true. And actually, I'm rather shocked that they didn't even understand that, you know. But it was a difficult time, you know. And but let me tell you, I know that those things are true, and I know the effect that knowing that truth has had on my life. And and I'm going to teach what I know is true. And so that was a difficult time, but the good part about that is after I left that church, I had a friend say, you know, we know a guy that, you know, was living in Colorado, and he came back to Slidell, and he started a church called Gospel Revolution Church. You think you might be interested in coming and visit with us? And we did, and that's how we got to meet Greg Henry. And, you know, that's been a blessing in our life. So something that was really bad ended up being very, very good.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And then that's how we met.
And that's how we met. That's exactly right.
awesome.
And Sade, you're just such a sweet person. It was a pleasure meeting you. And we hope to see you again sometime, too.
Yes, I'm coming back to visit soon. Well, I want to thank you so much to my good friend, Maurice Cabrick, for being our first ever interview or feature for our Life After Religion segment on Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
If you've been following my social media at all, then you're already familiar with this next segment. It started as a video series, and now I'm incorporating it into this radio show, Woman to Woman. This was created to help encourage, empower, and inspire me, Veronica, and other women and young girls. I wanted my best friend, Veronica Esquivel Winters, who is a certified holistic life coach, clinical aromatherapist, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker, to lead this segment with me. Today, Veronica and I are talking about what to do when you feel triggered. To watch this video series, go to my official YouTube channel, Sade Champagne, and search Woman to Woman Diaries. Hi, everyone. It's Sade Champagne.
I'm Veronica Esquivel Winters.
And welcome to another Woman to Woman segment here on Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. Today, we're going to be talking about when you feel triggered. When you feel triggered. I think it's super important to be able to talk about this topic because in our society, a lot of people do not know how to deal with their emotions and how to process through hard things, especially hard feelings. And so I want to start with sharing with you guys my story to emotional freedom. Growing up, I used to internalize a lot of my emotions. I didn't feel very safe in order to be able to express myself and be who I was, and I didn't know how to express my emotions and what I was going through, and it wasn't displayed around me. And so I internalized and stuffed my emotions for many, many years. And by the time I was almost about a senior in high school, me stuffing and internalizing began to make me sick spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally. I even noticed that I was gaining a large amount of weight, and I was someone who already worked out a lot. I was someone who I thought ate healthy, which honestly, I didn't always eat very healthy because I was either restricting or I was fasting or I was binge eating. And so just all those things combined together really just began to manifest in my physical body. And over the years, I've been walking in grace and as I've been letting go of religion and the rules-based and fear-based systems in this world, I have found God bringing a lot of healing to my emotional health and therefore affecting my mental health and my physical health and, of course, my spiritual health. When it comes to emotions, it's very important for you to understand that what you feel and who you are not the same thing. If what God says about you
doesn't always line up with how you feel, it's important to know that what God says about you is the final say-so. There's one of my favorite verses that talks about that if our heart condemns us, that God is greater than our heart and God knows all things. If our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. That means that if your heart is saying something to you or your mind is saying something to you that is not what God says, and you're like, well, Sade, how do I know what God says? How does it make you feel? Does it make you feel encouraged? Does it make you feel powerful? Does it make you feel hopeful? Does it make you have peace? Does it make you have God's very quality of life? If the answer is no, then it is not of God. But that doesn't mean that we can change how we feel. So if you're feeling challenging emotions, especially if it's because there's situations that are coming up that are triggering or bringing to light emotions and things that you've been through or traumas you've been through in your life, it's important to know that what you feel doesn't determine who you are. I've been learning that I can feel the pain, but that doesn't mean that I'm defined by it. For example, if I'm sad today, that doesn't mean that I'm now a sad person. If I'm feeling hopelessness that is coming over me in a situation, that doesn't mean that I am hopeless. I am who God says that I am. I can feel the pain. I can feel what I'm going through. Jesus was not a robot. Jesus felt pain. It talks about in a verse, and I don't know all the references, which is fine because that's not the point of what I'm doing here in the show. You can always Google to find the references of which verses that I'm talking about. But there's a verse that talks about how Jesus, like, he felt so much pressure of what the world was dealing with and the pain of others that he sweat blood. Jesus himself, like, sweat blood. It's like, oh my goodness, if he's able to experience that and feel that, Jesus is not a robot, and therefore God has not called us to be a robot. Being emotionally healthy doesn't mean that you say, I feel nothing, this doesn't bother me, this is okay, I'm always happy. Just because I'm a positive and encouraging and uplifting person doesn't mean that I don't feel pain. It doesn't mean that I don't have challenging days or that I don't get sad. I cry all the time. I get frustrated all the time. I feel anger all the time. But I am not defined by those things. I am who God says I am. You are who God says that you are. When you feel triggered, take what you're feeling to God. Take it to God. Tell God how you feel. I encourage you, I dare you to give it a shot and tell God how you feel and express what you're going through without any shame or embarrassment or feeling like you have to clean up your words or what you're going through. Speak exactly the way you would speak to your best friend or the way you would speak to yourself and just get it out. And I can guarantee you that God will not judge you, that God will not pull himself or herself away from you, but that God will love you and God will reveal to you the truth in that situation and show you that you are not alone and that just because you're feeling triggered, that the time will come, but happens over time, that those triggers will not be as strong and as loud as they used to be and you will be able to live your life in joy regardless. I'm going to pass it along to Veronica to finish up this segment.
Thank you, Sade. Yeah, this is a pretty intense and close to my heart subject. How do you deal with your emotions or my emotions when they're triggered? This last year has been, you know, 2016 was one of my by far most challenging years emotionally, especially, you know, and there's a lot of emotions that I am working through every single day. Every single day, an emotion comes up that has to do or has been connected to the different situations that I've been through in 2016. And it is really easy to start getting sucked into those emotions and try to allow those emotions to start defining who I am and get into kind of a rut where it's like paralyzing and you don't even know if you have the strength to keep moving forward. But you know, it's been amazing. I've been able to work through my emotions. I have my support team or, you know, my friends that I can call, I can text, and I know that when those emotions are being triggered, I'm able to text them, call them, you know, meet up with them, and I know that they're going to remind me, you know, that I can work through those emotions. It's good to process those emotions, but those emotions do not define who I am, my circumstances, why I went through those things I went through that year. And it's just so healthy and so freeing, you know. And I, like Sade said, I have been crying a lot mm-hmm. in 2016 and even in 2017, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel that when I cry, it does release a lot of different emotions and hurt and
mm-hmm.
anger and pain and all these different things that go on within myself, you know. And it does bring me great freedom to know that, again, those emotions, how I'm feeling at that moment does not mean that that's where I'm going to stay. It doesn't mean that that's where I'm supposed to be. And it doesn't mean that, you know, there's not more for me than that, because there is. So I know as I'm working through those emotions that, again, that is not the final say-so. That's not who I am. There's more life coming from that place, more healing, and it more strength, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I'm actually thankful for those times, because that makes me stronger. It, you know, it makes me feel like, you know, I can work through anything that life brings at us, because life does bring us a lot of great times and also challenging times, you know. And the fact that we know that doesn't, you know, determine who we are or where, you know, did we do something wrong in our life to have those things happen to us? Absolutely not. We didn't, you know, and we do get to work through those emotions and those times and know that there is victory, that there is more to it, to our life than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want to thank you all so much for joining us on this Woman to Woman segment. I'm Sade Champagne.
I'm Veronica Esfeld Winters.
And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Time for a song break. Here is Anthony Evans with Back to Life. Really listen in to the lyrics and message of this song. No matter what you're facing today, no matter what area of your life feels dead and defeated, the love of Jesus for you can lift you up and give you a new beginning. How many times can we start over? As many times as you need to. The grace of God has no bounds. I start over at least 25 times each day. Keep listening to Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio.
I breathe out confusion. I breathe in your truth. I breathe out all my fear. I breathe in your peace. I breathe out confusion. I breathe in your truth. I breathe out all my fear. Because of you, only you, Jesus.
My next segment of the night is Family Talk with Don Warner. Join web pastor, mentor, and speaker Don Warner of Dynamic Love Web Church as she encourages you in the truth, revealing God in the context of family dynamics and experiencing the family relationship of the Trinity by knowing them as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Hashtag Family Talk to ask her your questions and join in the conversation.
Hey, everyone. I just wanted to welcome you, welcome all of our listeners to Spirit and Soul, Sade Champagne Show. And I just want to say thank you, Sade, so much for having me. And I'm so excited about this show and uplifting and encouraging you all. So let's just get to it. This week on my segment called Family Talk, we're going to be discussing what we've been already talking about, what Sade and my castmates have been talking about, and it's the reasons to stay alive. And this week's show is just, I mean, all of them are important to me, but this topic about suicide prevention is so close to my heart because for many years, I was personally depressed and suicidal for many, many years. And actually, my father was committed suicide. And so this topic is just so important to me because I know what it's like to feel desperate, to feel there's no other way out, you think, other than killing yourself. And let me just say, no one ever wants to do that. No one wakes up and wants to embrace it and thinks, yes, where that is just not in our design and it's just not really who we are. And I just want to just give you some background that I was in a car accident way back in 1994 where I lost my right leg. My right leg was amputated above the knee, a high amputation, and a lot of damage to my left leg. And of course, that was devastating and traumatic. And then 16 months later, my father committed suicide. And so, of course, that's another just amazing traumatic, not amazing in a good way, but just traumatic things that happened to me and my family. And what happened was our family never dealt with any feelings and we never talked things through. And so what our coping mechanism, for a lack of a better word, was to push it down and move on. Be happy you're alive and just move on, move on, move on. And I didn't have any healthy relationship with Jesus, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so I never processed any of that. And so all that, just to give you some background, all of that hit me about 6 years later. Like I healed physically of the accident and I walked with a prosthesis, with a cane, but I always say I was a walking wounded person because inside my heart wasn't healed. You would look at me and say, okay, look, she's doing great. That's amazing. But inside, I was shoving down my feelings and I was medicating them with alcohol and then some drugs and food and people pleasing and just losing myself and denying my emotions. And it's not something you consciously do. It's just something that is just your way to live. You just learn to move on and live any way you can because I didn't know I had a kind, loving Father, Heavenly Father, I could bring it to and that He loved me and He wanted to hear my hurts. So all that to say, about in 2000, I think it's like 2002, what happened was I gradually stopped leaving the house. I just couldn't function anymore in life. And I kept remembering just thinking I can't do it. You know, I had a job, but I was fired from it. I just slowly stopped leaving the house little by little. And what that culminated into is actually 6 years of living in my mother's house, God bless her, and in my bedroom for the last 3 years. And I'd only come out at night to get some food and scurry back in. And that's really how I lived because my thinking was so wrong and so messed up about who I was and who God was. I really was desperate for God because I believe really we're all designed for that relationship with God and only our relationship with Him is satisfying to us. And so I suffered terrible years of depression and anxiety and panic and agoraphobia and I was completely suicidal. I prayed for God to take me. I wanted Him just to take me, not kill me. I didn't even think of it like that. I thought he'd be doing me a favor because this is the lie that I believed in my mind. I remember it so clearly, and I can feel the emotion of it still, that the lie I believed that who I was so terrible, who I was so pathetic and worthless and awful, that the air that I was breathing on this earth was taking away from air that people who were more deserving could be breathing. So basically, my existence was killing other people. That's what I believe. So I know what it's like to feel hopeless. And I could not see a way out. I could not see a way out. And it was God who came in like a flood. He was there all along, pricking my heart. He was there all along. He always is there. But I don't know why it was one day in 2008, I'm changing the channels on the TV, and it's this smiling preacher saying, God loves you just as you are. And the Holy Spirit made that real for me. And that feeling, the love of God, radically changed everything. So that's why this topic or what we're discussing is so important, because I know what it feels like to think you're worthless. And I have to say, it's the truth. It's the truth. Finding out that Jesus is the only truth about me, that God loved me so much, he sent his son, and that he, you know, he died away all of sin. And what that means is he just died away all of that, you know, low quality of life, anything that harms us and comes against us. He died away that for me, and he loves me. It's not because I was a dirty, no good sinner. It's because he saw his priceless children, which you all are. You are all the beautiful God kind. And he died away all of that. He was raised again. And that's what our Father wants to do to us. He wants to give us his quality of life for free. That's what the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit want to do. You know, my segment is called Family Talk because the Trinity is a beautiful, kind, loving family. And I just feel to quote my good friend, Geraldine Prescott. She had this beautiful quote on Facebook, and she said, it's the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that you were born out of. It was their union, and their love is so amazing that they wanted Sade, they wanted Dawn. And it's this truth that will heal us from wanting to harm ourselves. It's this truth that will heal us from hopelessness. It's the beauty and the value of you, that God loves you so much that he couldn't live without you, and he proved that in Jesus. And so that's why I think it's even so important to know, you know, I was angry at my father for committing suicide. You go through all these kinds of emotions that Jesus has really walked me through all these years later. But now I can see, and no one wants to die. No one wants to commit suicide. No one wants to take their own life. But you're deceived. I really believe you're just deceived into thinking that everyone will be better off because you're the problem. You're the problem for yourself. You're the problem for others. And so if you do that, then that's the way out. And that's not the way out. I'm telling you, you have a beautiful, kind, loving God that is your Father and wants to be good to you and kind to you and give you his quality of life and just save you up out of the grave, meaning he wants to resurrect your emotions, your heart, your how you see things, how you look at things. He wants to change our thinking. And it's always those wrong beliefs in our heart that cause us to be suicidal, to think that I have no future, to think I have no hope. And it really is the truth about God and who he is and who we are to him that saved me, that saves me day in and day out, moment to moment. It's God's grace, his divine influence upon my heart, just being with me and in union with him. And it's just hanging out with him. And God is so tangible and real. And, you know, God's not mysterious, like everyone says. You can know him. You can know him as your daddy, father. You can know Jesus as your husband. We're the bride of Christ. You can know Jesus as your friend. You can know the Holy Spirit as the mother aspect, because he's the comforter. He's the comforter. He's the one that's always in this earth right now, pricking everyone's heart and trying to persuade and convince hearts of the truth. And he's relentlessly at it. And I just want to say that you're not alone, that God is for you. He's always been for you. He's never been mad at you. That's one of the big lies I believed. And I believed if he wasn't mad at me, he may be disappointed in me. And that caused a lot of depression and anxiety and feeling not good enough. And that's why I was suicidal. And let me tell you, no one wants to commit suicide. They just don't think there's another way out. And that's what Jesus spoke to my heart many years later. He said, Dawn, it's not that you wanted to die. It's just that you didn't want to live in the hell you were living in, and you didn't see another way out of it. And Jesus always says that I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. And I just want to say that He is our way, and He loves you and is for you. And I just want to encourage everyone that you're not alone. One of the biggest lies, too, I also believe, is I'm the only one that feels like that. And it brings on shame, and you want to run, and you want to hide. And I want to say that I know Sade is just radical. She is a loving, kind, beautiful representation of our Father. And please, that's why we're doing this show. And I want to say you are valuable. You are wanted. You are God's perfect dream come true. He's always wanted you, wanted to be with you, and I am for you, and God is for you. And that is the truth that saves us from those lies, that saves us from wanting to harm ourselves. And His future and His hope for us is what we always wanted. His dream for us is just a dream come true and what we've always wanted. So I want to just say thank you all just for listening. If you want to reach out to me, please contact me on Facebook. I'm at Dawn M. Warner. And please email me if you'd like to. I'm at Gmail. I'm at dawnwarner19@gmail.com. And reach out to me. I love to connect with you and pray for you and just hear your story, because that's what we're here for. So just thank you again, Sade, and thanks, everyone.
Our next segment of the night is Who Said That? This is where I feature message clips from my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors. These clips are also another reflection of what I believe. Tonight's clips come from my dear friend, inspiration, mentor, and favorite speaker of all time, Greg Henry. I title these clips, Decisions, Decisions, and God is Healing Your Pain.
And I just feel like there's somebody in here that maybe is being confronted with some kind of a thing where, or somebody online, confronted with some kind of a thing where they find they're in a place where they think that life is found in their ability to make the right or the wrong decisions, where maybe they've had some things happen because they think they've made the wrong decisions, and so they see all this pain and death. And it's pressing in on them to try to convince them that life is found in the decisions you make, whether right or wrong. Listen, man, there's no decision you can make right or wrong that can separate you from the life of God. So even in the day you've made a wrong kind of a decision in this earth, let your mind not go to focusing on you finding life through your ability to make the right decisions, but let your mind go to the fact that the place you find life is Christ. Because if you think you can find life from making all the right decisions, you're going to bring more death to your heart. And so I just feel like there's somebody that thinks they're defined by the decisions they make. You're not defined by the decisions you've made. There's no decision you can make that can define you. God has made a decision about you that is the only thing that can define you. His name is Jesus. So if you felt pain and you've cried out to God and you thought that He hasn't heard your cry, that He's not healing your pain, He's been working this whole time to heal your pain. He hasn't been sleeping. He's been busy in your heart working to heal your pain. And you could just take this word and let it be a word that can stir you up by way of remembrance that He is healing your pain. He is the healer of pain. Man, I just want to cry and grab everybody and hug them, man. I just feel like this pain that everybody has felt. I just feel it just coming off. I just feel it coming off, and I just see so much freedom coming. If you felt pressed in upon by some pain, there's good news for you. You are being set free. I didn't say you will be set free. I said you are being set free. You are being set free. You know, sometimes we can't see things with our carnal eyes, our physical eyes, and we think that we're not being set free. But, man, we'll just pray right now. Father, I just thank you that the Holy Spirit could be here, that the Holy Spirit is in each one of us, and that the Holy Spirit can give each person that's been feeling pain or that has pain come into their hearts for some reason in life, that they'll have spiritual eyes to where they can see your Spirit. They could see the Holy Spirit in their heart working to free them from the pain, that they are actively being set free from the pain so that they can find rest come into their hearts. Not that they will be set free from the pain, not that something will happen that they can be set free from the pain, but that they are actively right now being set free from the pain, and that they could just find just a come out of their mouth like a giving up of the ghost, like a giving up of this striving to be set free from the pain, but that a different persuasion can be born in their heart, that they could say something, they could find the words being born in their heart that says, I am being set free from the pain. Glory to God. You know, because if you see that you're being set free, it becomes much easier to rest, right? Rather than thinking, I am not being set free and I need to be, and how can I be? You see what I'm saying? All that stuff is God's deal. It isn't our deal. It isn't our deal to try to figure out what we need to be set free from, how can we be set free, and what do we do to be set free? You are being set free. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. This is our Reasons to Stay Alive Suicide Prevention Special Episode. I want to take a few minutes to answer one of your questions. This is probably the most popular question I am always asked. People want to know how I stay positive and in good spirits no matter what comes my way. I feel sadness and pain just like everyone else too. I probably feel sadness and pain a lot more, actually all the time. And I'm not exempt from difficult emotions and challenges. But there is a greater truth that radiates my very heart and brings me back to my center and what causes me to live in joy no matter what is coming my way. And I feel like joy is something that can be continual. You know, we are very dynamic beings. It's possible to be sad and be experiencing heartache and also still have joy and still have hope and still have peace that things are going to get better. I want to share with you all about some of the things that help me to stay encouraged and to stay in good spirits and to return back to my center and what I believe. Being honest about what I feel. It's hard for you to be able to be healed and transformed and really live in joy if you're lying all the time. You can't play, and by that I'm saying you can't play charades with your emotions. You can't say, I am not sad, I am not sad, I feel no pain, I am not depressed. That doesn't work. I know those, unfortunately, people are taught in this world about, you know, what you say is what you get and all that kind of stuff. And there is truth in the power of our words, but you have to be honest about what you feel and what you're going through, because how are we going to be able to move forward if we won't really allow ourselves to open up? You don't want to mask what you are experiencing and feeling. I love prayer, and I love reaching out to my loved ones. I pray a lot, and prayer doesn't have to look like a specific thing where you're like, or I come to you, Holy Father God, I hope you can hear me. Let me bow my head down at your feet, and I'm not worth it. And I know I'm exaggerating here, but you would be surprised at the kind of prayers that people pray. And if that's where you are today, there's no judgment, but I'm just telling you, prayer does not have to look like that. There's a more free and relaxed way to be able to pray. Even when you're going through tough times, you can know that God loves you. And so I love praying and also reaching out to my loved ones. It's important to reach out to your best friends, your mentors, your, you know, counselors if you have one, pastors, leaders who can pray for you and who can encourage you and who can remind you again of who you are when you're going through the tough times. Don't isolate yourself and just be alone with your negative thoughts. Like, that's one of the worst places to be. You want to make sure that you are surrounded by love and grace and support. Remembering how far I've come and why I started in the first place. It is so valuable and so beneficial to be able to remember why you started in the first place and remembering how far you have come. You know, I think to myself, when I even allow myself a few moments to think about all the great things God has done in my life and everything that I can be grateful for and the prayers that have been answered, I get so happy, like overwhelmed and suffocated by whatever's happening in this world and our challenges and our needs, that we forget all the things that we have come through and how we have always risen above. And so it's important to remember those things. And it really encourages your spirit. It helps to bring rest to your soul and your mind. And when you're feeling your emotions want to just go everywhere and your mind is spinning, you know, you can be reminded, hey, God is a faithful God. And yes, I may be struggling and trusting and worry in these areas, but I rest. I can know that God will make a way for me. I can rest in the fact that I am loved, cherished, and valuable. Listening, watching, and reading the truth. Listening, watching, and reading the truth. I am always listening to messages of grace. I'm always listening to my inspirations. I'm always watching them. I'm always reading it. Like I shared with you guys about Dave Seidel's book, 18 Miles, that I'm going to start reading again because I love it so much. Allow yourself to always be receiving the truth. The more that you know of who you are and who God has created you to be and who God is, the more that it will help to grow and manifest in your life. Because, you know, we are the kind of beings, how we've been created is that what we believe is what we'll see. It's powerful to be able to always be receiving the truth. A lot of us have been walking in lies and eating lies for so long, it's past due time for us to start eating the truth. Making sure that I'm good to my total body. It's very important to be good to your total body, making sure you're getting enough rest and sleep, drinking tons of water, eating consistently throughout the day, lots of green vegetables and fruit and whole grains, and you know all the great things you have to eat. We're going to be talking about that throughout the season as well with nutrition and, you know, eating for your soul and your spirit and working through those things, you know, and saying kind things to yourself. You know, and making sure that you're taking care of your being, because the last thing you want to do is when we neglect our physical body, it just makes us feel worse. And we neglect our mind and our spirit, it just makes us feel like, ugh. But you can still be accelerating in your health even when you're going through tough times. And that actually will affect your mood in a positive way when you're taking care of your total body. Sharing my story or sharing your story. When you share your story, it strips the power away from whatever shame, guilt, and criticism that is wanting to come to your heart and to your mind. When you share your story, you're able to encourage so many other people who can relate to you and who have been through what you've been through. You know, and it reminds you, like, hey, I am more than where I have been. I am more than the things that have happened to me. And it empowers everyone. It's a win-win situation. Our next segment of the night is Words of Life. This is where I speak words of affirmation over you, your dreams, your loved ones, and your life. We will be featuring this segment with new words of affirmation every single episode, because with all the cynicism and pessimism that tries to drown us, we can afford to hear the truth as often as possible. I believe in the power of words because I have seen negativity, criticism, and discouragement tear people down. I have seen encouragement lift people's spirits and alter the very course of their destinies. What we hear and listen to are what will be birthed in our hearts, and it will definitely affect what we believe, think, and feel. Play this as many times as you need to and allow yourself to just soak in not only this segment, but the entire episode. You are the best investment you will ever make. God is good to me. His mercy, favor, and compassion follows me wherever I go. God will always see the best in me and accept me as I am. I matter to God. My life is of great significance. I am a master receiver. My entire being is opening up to believe and receive what God says about me. The entire universe has opened up to me and my life. I live in love from rest and the overflow of my heart. I don't have to be afraid of tomorrow because God has already gone before me and made a way for me. His spirit is always with me and in me. My doing comes from my being. My giving comes from contentment and peace. Who I am is more than enough for God. My mind is being renewed every moment of every day to the truth of His love, compassion, and goodness towards me. My mind is being healed from regret, anxiety, bitterness, and worry. I can see as God sees and hear as He hears. Just like God feels what I feel, I can feel what He feels and how He feels about me. No one is better than me, and no one is worse than me. We are all equal and unique, seated in heavenly places, just like Jesus. I don't have to live in fear of other people's opinions of me, because I will always be accepted by God. It's okay if people don't always understand me, because I will always be understood by God. I can love people from the love that I receive from God with no expectations of what I'll get from them in return. I am a fountain and not a drain. I empower others because I am empowered. What's for me is for me. My relationships are healthy and strong. I do not expect people to fill me up and they cannot empty me because my dependency is on Christ Jesus. I am attracting healthy and grace-filled people around me because that is what I reflect. I allow people to be who they are and I lead by example in the way that I love.
I am an atmosphere changer. When I walk into a room, everywhere that I go, I carry the peace, love, forgiveness, joy, and grace of Father God. I am not a project or robot that needs to be fixed. I am a child of God. I am full of light. All change and transformation starts in my heart. I can breathe and rest easy knowing that God is for me. He will love me into the truth and effortless transformation. I can love myself and be proud of who I am in the process. I am whole and fulfilled. God is working it all out in me, for me, through me, and with me. I can relax and be myself with no fear or shame.
Now I want to take some time to pray for you and your family. I'll be doing this every week. I believe in the power of prayer. God hears even the prayers and things we don't say. I want to stand with you and your loved ones for every need and care in your heart. If it matters to you, then it matters to me and my cast, and it matters to God. He is constantly at work, bringing everything together, healing you and restoring your life so that you will transcend every and any kind of struggle you could ever face in this world. So I'm going to start with some of the prayer requests from last week that were sent in to me that we during the episode, and then I'm going to pray for this week's needs. So this one is anonymous. She says, please pray for I struggle to fall pregnant and I really want a baby. I thank you, Father God, that you are opening up this beautiful woman's womb and anything that is causing stress or worry to her body, that you are just relaxing her, that you are bringing peace to her spirit, that you're even sharing with her during this time as she is anticipating and waiting for the miracle to manifest, that she is still so loved by you, that she's so valued, that she will not feel inferior or less than in any way. And thank you that her and her husband are going to have the most beautiful, healthy baby. Praying for Christina Johnston Olson. She said, I'm having some serious back pain, and she was on the way to get an MRI. She wants to be free from this horrific pain and free from pain meds. Thank you, love. Father God, I thank you so much for Christina Olson. Thank you that you are the God who heals, and I've seen it many times, seen you heal people's backs and all types of pain. I thank you that you will be able, that you are weaning her off of any pain medication, and she will not have to feel like she is, like she has to take them every single day and feel like her life is just worked around pain medication, but instead she will be able to just feel her body getting stronger and healthier every day. Thank you so much that you are finding out whatever it is that's causing her back pain, that you've given wisdom to the doctors, that you are literally just bringing healing to her, and that she's feeling stronger and healthier every single day. Praying for Loren and Dorella. It's a couple. Loren is a stroke and heart attack survivor, and he needs mobility in the right side of his body, and Dorella has stage 3 Alzheimer's. Thank you, Father God, that you are the God who heals. Even more than the physical healing, I thank you that you are healing their minds, their hearts, their souls from the effects of their illnesses. Thank you that you're reminding them that they can never be defined by what's happening in their body or whatever challenges they face in this world. I thank you that they don't have to worry about their days on this earth just being full of agony and pain, but they can still live in peace and joy and in divine health, regardless of what things look like on the outside. Also, for Lisa's son Kyle, who needs a job and to be able to pay his very important bills, and for his unemployment to come through. Thank you, Father God, that you are putting Kyle back on the right track. Thank you that you are just bringing encouragement to his spirit, that you are just bringing him joy and bringing him confidence in who you created him to be. I thank you so much that you are the God who's able to bring us financial provision. I've seen it many times in my life and many other people's lives. You're able to do it in creative and unique ways. And I thank you that you're just blowing Kyle's mind with your love and your goodness and comforting him every single day of his life, and that he will tangibly feel your comfort and your love guiding him through. We're continuing to pray for the people of Las Vegas and anyone in our country who has been affected by that trip. I thank you, or by that disaster, and who was on a trip in Vegas during the time. Father God, I thank you so much for just bringing healing and peace to our nation, that anyone who's been feeling, PTSD symptoms in any type of way, I just pray for them right now that you are bringing healing to their souls, to their minds, to their very beings, that they are not going to have to just live live with the effects for forever and live their lives afraid. But I thank you instead that you are raising us up. Thank you that you are giving us boldness and confidence more than ever before, and that we will just radiate your love and your grace wherever we go and your hope wherever we go. We will not have to live our lives in fear, but that we live our lives in your hope and your confidence, knowing, Jesus, that you have fought every battle for us. I thank you that you just bring in life to every single person, and that their hearts will be open to be able to receive your great love. All right, and then the new prayer request for Christina Johnston Olson says she was just told that a loved one didn't have very long to live and they need mercy, and for her to pray for him to receive the love of Jesus. All right, well, Father God, I thank you so much that you have always loved this friend, or this loved one of Christina Olson's family before they were even born. I thank you that you are the God who cares about us, and that you know our deepest needs and everything. And I thank you that you are saving this person, that you are saving them from an eternal death, that no matter, even if they're feeling that they're, even if it seems that they're going to be experiencing a physical death now, thank you that you have created life after death for us, that this moment in time that we have is not all that there is to our lives, that you have created lives for us for forever, that we can be able to live for eternity even after we pass on in this physical body, but that you will raise us up again in a brand new physical body and to be able to live for forever with you. And I just pray for this loved one right now. And if it is not their time to go, that their body will be physically healed and they will not have to be in this suffering. And if they are to pass on, as we said, that you are saving them. And I thank you so much that you're just freeing their family and friends from fear and from worry and from thinking, you know, that their life is just, you know, that this is just their all there is to them. I thank you that you love us with the greatest love that can ever be given, that that is not a love where we have to be afraid, where we have to feel like we're going to just, you know, be cast to the side or criticized or judged, but that you are the God who loves us for forever and ever and ever, and that you never leave us. I'm also praying for Trisha Clack Garcia. She says, for my dream job ASAP, which is she wants to be an interior designer. I thank you, God, that you're opening the right doors for Trisha, that you're opening the right doors and connecting her with the right people to bring her into the dream that you have placed within her heart. Thank you that you're just encouraging Trisha and reminding her that it doesn't matter what the situation looks like right now, that you are the God who raises us up, that you are the God who makes a brand new day, and that we're able to still see the way that you see. I thank you that Trisha's going to be able to see the way that you see. She sees situations and people, especially even herself, the way that you see everything and everyone. Thank you that you're providing for her every single day, and that you're just continuing to make a way for her dreams and reminding her that things in her life are not dead. It doesn't matter what it looks like, that she is still alive and well, and that you are working things out on her behalf. I want to pray for anyone who's been feeling any flu, cold, or sickness symptoms. I know the weather is changing and we've had so much that's happening in our environment right now. And I just pray for every single person who's been feeling any type of, you know, symptoms, flu, sickness symptoms, or with the weather changes. I thank you, Father God, that you are just giving us stronger immune systems, and that you are, any worries and fears that are coming from what we may be experiencing, that you are just wiping that away, and instead we can just be able to live in rest and peace during our days, that we can be able to experience joy regardless of anything that's happening. And I thank you that you're just continuing to give us stronger and healthier immune systems, and that we can continue to just live in divine health, even if it may not feel like it at this moment, that you're continuing to just increase and accelerate our health in the right direction, in Jesus' name. And also, I'm praying for anyone who's been struggling financially and you've been looking for either a new job or a new career or feeling stuck wherever you are. I just want to encourage you that you are not defined by anything that is coming against you today, or you feel that it's coming against you, whatever challenge that you are facing. I want to let you know that there's so much more to you and more to your life in this moment. And that's one of the biggest things I've been wanting to share throughout this show and this episode and just in my message in general, is that there's so much more to you than whatever you may be experiencing. And it can be challenging at times because we feel so overwhelmed by the things that can be happening around us or even that we're feeling within us. But I want to encourage you that you are not alone, that every moment of every day from forever, God is continually healing you, restoring you, renewing your life, bringing things together, bringing everyone together. God is for you. God is for you. God is for you. God has always had your best interests at heart, and to have a wonderful life for you, to prosper you from the inside out, and to bless you and take care of you in the most amazing ways that go even beyond what we can see with our physical eyes, but what we can feel within our inner beings. Another segment we'll be featuring every episode is called Celebration Break. This is where I'll be sharing testimonies from my life and ones that you share with me. I think it's important to celebrate every victory along the way, even the little ones. So I want to share with you guys some testimonials. God has been definitely opening a lot of new doors of provision for me and new speaking gigs, and I'm super thankful for this because, as most of you all know, you know, when you live your life basically as, you know, very philanthropic, and everything that I do is for the benefit of people in my community and around the world, you know, you really have to be able to trust in God to provide and make a way for you. And I am very entrepreneurial as well, so I'm always doing something, but I don't live from the focus of trying to make a lot of money. And so because of that, I really do have to depend on God to make a way for me. And God's continuing to open amazing doors and bringing the right partnerships and inviting me to new speaking gigs and schools and all over. And I'm super thankful for that. And I want to encourage anyone who's been feeling like, oh my gosh, you know, I want to be able to make an impact in my community. I want to be able to give back into this world, but I don't know how I'm going to do it. You just take it one day at a time. You know, take it one day at a time. Use what we have in our hands right now. Find all the different ways that we can to be able to, you know, make money that doesn't feel draining towards us. But know, once again, that God is working things out for you, and it's not always going to look cushy and easy, but it's so worth it, being able to see so many people's lives transformed and being able to serve and help and love on others. Also, I've been having a lot of new ventures, as I was sharing about, that have been opening, and I can't wait to share with you guys soon. I'm going to be able to make some official announcements coming up, and I've been having a lot of amazing dreams, and I've always been a big dreamer, and we're going to be talking about that throughout this season, but it's been really cool to see how God is just showing me wonderful new dreams of amazing things that are to come and that have been happening. And through that, even greater than what's happening on the outside, God has been bringing great peace and joy and hope that's been flooding my very soul. Like it goes, I'm trying to find a way to articulate these things. I don't know if I can yet in words, but I'm going to with you guys as soon as I find the vocabulary. But I want to share with you right now that there's been a peace, hope, and joy that has been flooding my soul that I could only have dreamed of when I was growing up. I could only have ever imagined and prayed about this. And to see that it is what God has been doing in me and through me all these years, that I'm able to understand and receive it now, and I'm actually experiencing it. I probably have always, but I know for sure that I am experiencing it now. It just blows my mind. It goes beyond anything that could ever happen on the outside. All these beautiful outside blessings are truly a reflection of what God has been doing in my inner being. That's been the greatest joy of my life, and I just want to encourage anyone who's been feeling a lack of peace, hope, and joy, that God is at work. God is at work. God is at work. And if it can happen for me, it can happen for anyone. Like I said, I've come a long, long, long way. A lot of people don't believe me because you only know who I am today. But trust me when I say I have come a long, long way. Thank you to everyone who tuned in to episode 15 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, right here on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to my music producers, The Quakes, for helping me to create and produce our theme song and for singing background vocals. The music from my radio drop is actually by one of my favorite artists in the world, India Arie, and I took the instrumental from her song, He Heals Me. Thank you to my castmates, Veronica Escobar Winters and Dawn Warner, and special guests, Maurice Kabrick and Greg Henry. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. Our final song of the night is NDRE with I Am Light. You are not where you have been or what has happened to you. You are a child of light. You are the sunshine in God's heart, the apple in his eye. No matter what calamity or destitution you may face, you will shine brighter and brighter until light is all that you see. Next week's episode is titled Life After Depression. Yes, there is such a thing as life depression and life after anxiety, fear, and suicidal thoughts. I'm a living testimonial of all these things and more. It's possible to live in peace, continual confidence, hope, and joy. There is an overcomer living on the inside of you. I'll be sharing a new story time segment. Dave Seidel is bringing a new easy love segment. I have another life after religion segment. And who said that segment? I'll be sharing more words of life, taking your prayer requests, and another celebration break. Plus, we'll be giving away more prizes and gifts. Thanks for listening to the season 2, episode 15 of my new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and I'll see you next Monday, October 16th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Grindhard Radio.
Spirit and your soul. Never.